Songbooks and turn to number 46. 46, we'll sing together, Arise, My Soul, Arise.
Thank you. this song paints a beautiful picture for us of our Savior Jesus Christ in heaven and his activity in heaven just now, interceding and praying for us on our behalf. And because of his accomplished work on the cross, there's power. There's power in those prayers and those in that pleading. You know, and the result of that we have here in this song is that we are to come. We are to come and to receive. And here in this service, this Sunday evening services are special, aren't they? And the morning is lovely, but you know, there's often things racing. There's things that have to get taken care of today, and you especially in the kitchen had some tasty meals to prepare and running around. There were campers there to keep an eye on for counselors, and there were a lot of things to be done. You know, but here in the evening we can open our hearts. We might have had a long day. There might be distractions, but we are told to come. There is nothing that should prohibit you from coming. Nothing you have done today, nothing you have done this week, can rightfully say to your mind, tonight, you cannot come, you cannot receive. And so the Lord is here for you to come and take advantage of his sacrifice. And so we're called to that this evening. You know, often at home, when I pray during the Sunday night meeting, I acknowledge the fact that we're heading out into a brand new week. And I think I can say all of us carry burdens. And some of them are heavy into the new week. And sometimes we can maybe have an easier time forgetting them on the weekend or through Sunday. But maybe when Sunday night rolls around, they seem to crop up a little bigger than before. But he's here to take our burdens away. He's here to relieve us of those things. He's here to speak peace to our souls. We can commit to him the week ahead, the day ahead, the days ahead. We can commit to him all things. And so, why don't we do that just now? Lord, we thank you that you are here with us by the power of your Holy Spirit, ministering to our hearts, Lord. We are gathered here in your name. Lord, and we pray that you would move among our hearts, Lord. We pray that you would have us and have all of us this evening and help us to give ourselves and yield ourselves to you and to your work here in this place. Lord, you know the things that are in front of us in these days and weeks and the burdens that we carry in our hearts, Lord. Give us great faith in you and your loving hand over each circumstance, each situation, Lord. Lord, you are able. Over each thing, O God. Lord, we know that you are in heaven interceding for us. And there's no reason, Lord, you give us no reason why we can't come. You invite us to come and take from you. Lord, we pray for the other services going on here in this camp just now. The cottage is holding their last service and the village as well, Lord. And Lord, you have a work to do even tonight where you will stamp these hearts, Lord, with your word, Lord, and with your truth. And Lord, you will do something special and memorable and life-changing, O Lord. We know that. And we pray that you would move, Lord, by the power of your Spirit in these meetings, as in ours, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We commit ourselves to you. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I know we're in a transition weekend, in a sense, and there will be some leaving tomorrow, maybe a good number, and that means there might be some who would like to give word of testimony this evening, and so I trust you'll feel free. I won't necessarily call on you, but I would expect you to pop up. If the Lord has placed something on your heart, we would love to hear from you what the Lord has done. So let's encourage each other in him. Amen. Let's take our white songbooks once again and turn to number 68. And if you would stand with me, we'll sing together, He Giveth More Grace, number 68.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
sing that chorus again, but let's really sing it in faith, believing.
His love has no limits, His grace has no measure, His power has no boundary, no none to men. For out of His infinite riches, Jesus,
sing number 126, and you can take your seats as we sing, "Just When I Need Him Most, Just When I Need Him, Jesus Is Near." Amen. Just When I Need Him Most. 126. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Just when I falter, just when I fear.
faithful, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. For he is able,
he's able. I know my Lord is able. I know my Lord is able to carry me through. For he is able, he's able. I know my Lord is able. I know my Lord is able to carry me through. He healed the broken hearted.
Bow your heads. I've had conversation with several people this week, and it's common theme with many, many, many Christians, maybe all of us to some extent. We carry a lot of things in our thought life, in our emotions, in our spiritual life, in our physical. We all have a story, we have a past, we've been shaped, and a lot of us come with that same mindset as I don't know if God will do this for me. I don't know if God loves me like he loves other people. Maybe you've experienced that. Those who have loved you based on your performance, based on what you can do for them, conditional. Maybe because in our own heart we have that limitation. We don't love purely. We love others based on what they've done, who they are, what they're like, what they've done or how they've treated me. And so because we have that in our nature to do it, there's maybe an assumption that that's how God loves me. Maybe God can't fill me with his spirit because I'm not worthy. So here's maybe some discomfort and some comfort. I am not lovable. And I am not worthy. And God owes me nothing. And if we're based on how lovable I am and how worthy I am, we would get nothing from God. It is because of his love. His love toward us. It's because of his mercy and his grace. And I think maybe God would want to give us some comfort in that tonight. And assurance in that tonight. I know that there are things that can get in the way of my soul and the Savior. No, there are things in my life that bring separation between me and God. And there are things in my past that may be shameful. But because of his great love, because of his great love toward me, I can come. Heard that the start of our meeting tonight, we can come. Lord, I pray for each of us here tonight as we might struggle with believing that you would do this for me, believing that you would love me, believing that you would forgive me, believing that you would baptize me in the Holy Spirit, believing that you could use me to serve you, believing that you can restore a relationship after how I've messed up. All of these things, Lord, that with our limitations and our perspective might be very true. And so I ask, Lord, you would open our eyes and our understanding to see you as a God who is so full of mercy. I pray you would crush the lies of the enemy in every heart and mind in this place tonight. The lies of condemnation and accusation. Lord, that we might fully believe your word, your promises. Bring healing, God, to our hearts and minds. So, Lord, I ask that you would break every yoke of bondage that the enemy has placed upon us. That you would shine the light of truth into our hearts. Lord, that with a confidence we would come before you, not in anything that we've done or anything that we are, but standing in the work of Jesus Christ, we boldly approach the throne of grace. Lord, we ask maybe we need to go back to kindergarten, Sunday school, when we sang this song. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes. Yes,
Jesus loves me.
The Bible tells me so. There are a couple other verses. I sing them to my grandbabies. Now I have two, and a third on the way next month. And they hear it every time I hold them. Jesus loves me when I'm bad, even though it makes him sad. Jesus loves me when I'm good, when I do the things I should. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. So, Lord, we will stand on that word, your word. You have told us so. And we receive that, Lord, your love, your forgiveness, your mercy and grace, Lord. And we give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.